Hey, Disney fan, have you ever wanted to know how we make the magic? Or maybe what's happening at Disney every single week? Well, have we got the podcast for you. This is D23 Inside Disney. I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
I'm Jeffrey from D23.
I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
And we are taking you inside Disney.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Hey.
Yay.
Great to see you.
Great to see you too.
So what's everyone been up to?
So yesterday I had a very early morning. My friend auditioned for American Idol. Very exciting.
Wow.
That is cool.
But the call time was 5:45 a.m. So
what?
He owes me. I'm just kidding.
You didn't audition? Why didn't you get up there?
I should have. Just hum a little bit in the background. That definitely would have never ruined his chances or anything.
No.
But it was great. It was so cool to see all these contestants from all around the country lined up, ready to chase their dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Sadly, my friend didn't make it.
Oh, no.
No golden ticket.
I know.
It was always next year.
Yeah.
In somewhat happier news, Disney Plus launches next week. Very exciting.
Yay!
November 12th. And our special guest today, Yvette Nicole Brown, one of the stars of Lady and the Tramp, which debuts when the service launches.
Very exciting.
Can't wait for her.
But first, we got a lot of news to get to. And Sherry, most of it's about your favorite time of the year. I think it's all of our favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Sherry's just been talking about it, though, since like
since August,
summer.
July.
Christmas.
Yay!
Christmas. Halloween is over.
It's
Christmas
over.
Is upon us.
Yes. It is just Christmas music in my car, in my house, in my head, everywhere.
Go, girl.
It is in the parks. Christmas kicks off in the parks this week. I'm so excited. Disneyland, they got their 60-foot tall Christmas tree. Believe in Holiday Magic starts. The Christmas Fantasy Parade's back.
Yay.
It's a Small World Holiday. Joins Haunted Mansion Holiday. And some new things. Along with over at Epcot, you still get the World of Color Season of Light. The Disney Festival of the Holidays. And this year, Mickey Happy Holidays Celebration, which is going to be happening over at California Adventure. And Mickey and the gang have new attire for the occasion. Oh, and the Country Bears are in it. And as a classic Country Bears fan, I'm super excited. Cars Land, Viva Navidad, and of course you can meet the man himself, Santa Claus, which super excited. Walt Disney World, they just debuted Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks. Did you watch it in the parks blog? It was so good.
I saw the screenshot of it. It looks so cool,
so beautiful. And one of my personal favorites, the Jingle Cruise, back at Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. Very, very exciting. I like the kitsch along with a little holiday kitsch. It's super cool.
This is the best time of year.
Candlelight kicking off at Epcot. Holiday kitchens at Epcot. I mean, anything about food, I think we're all in.
Food
Sherry
plus
eats.
The holidays. Totally. Man.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam at Disney's Hollywood Studios and all new decor at Disney's Animal Kingdom for the holidays. Plus, the resort's like, you don't even need to go into a park. You can just enjoy the holidays at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. The halls are decked. Gingerbread houses are returning to Disney's Grand Californian Hotel at Disneyland and Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa at Walt Disney World. You could just spend a day looking at all the holiday decorations at the resorts. And, of course, the Very Merry Time Cruises on Disney Cruise Line. You knew an episode
was coming.
Guys, I'm setting sail. And it's going to be a Very Merry Time Cruise. Me, Disney Wonder, Panama Canal. I'm sorry I can't take you with me. But I will be there having some eggnog with Saint Nick. And
oh my gosh.
I'm
happy for you, but very jealous.
I know.
I don't know which I'm more of, but
I cannot wait. Well, I'm taking a little bit of you with me. We'll be talking about the show on the ship, so I'm very excited.
Good.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. I can't stop smiling. My cheeks are hurting because, like, this is just so much for me. On top of all that, The Great Christmas Light Fight is coming back to ABC.
I love that show.
Yes. So Season 7 premieres on Monday, December 2nd. So if you guys haven't seen the show, what it is four families compete against each other in the most extravagant, merriest, holliest, jolliest display of lights on their house. This season, they're doing the special Heavyweights episode, featuring light shows so extreme that the lights will extend beyond the household, onto the yard, onto the street, and everything.
Extend to my house.
Yes.
I just want to be next door or across the street. Actually, I want to be across the street from them so that I can just look at it
there you
from
go.
My house.
Right? Did you guys ever see the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights at Epcot?
Oh, I loved that.
I love that. That's why, you know, since they don't do that anymore there, I love this Great Christmas Light Fight because it sort of like brings me back to the Osborne Spectacle.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so cool.
I can't wait to see who wins. So the prize is $50,000 and, of course, the Light Fight Trophy.
Amazing.
Nice.
The show is so popular that it is coming back for season 8 next year.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Very, very
cool.
How do
I get on it?
Right? You should be a judge.
Yeah, I should be. Oh, I'll be the best judge.
But wait, there's more.
What?
Tell us, Sherry.
Freeform's 25 Days of Christmas lineup just came out.
Yes.
Oh, I can't speak. It's just so exciting.
Well, what are you excited to see?
Well, I'm especially excited for the cable premiere of Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I love those clouds. They're so classic.
They're going to air on December 6th, which is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. What a treat.
I'm excited about Home Alone. That's my all-time favorite Christmas movie, December 3rd. So
I'm looking forward to Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yes.
I love Muppet Christmas Carol. I love that they're doing the Simpsons Holiday-a-thon. I'm a huge Simpsons fan. Okay. I love it. I cannot wait. And, of course, decorating Disney because, again, it's just like the people on those shows turn it out. I love seeing it all.
By the way, did you guys hear the new version of Into the Unknown from the Frozen 2 soundtrack?
Because
this is my jam. It's Panic at the Disco. This is going to happen during the movie when the credits roll, so you have to stick around. Other end credit artists, if you're waiting around for the end, Kacey Musgraves, she's singing All Is Found, and Weezer is singing Lost in the Woods from the soundtrack, which is going to be out November 15th, guys.
You've got to see the video if you haven't seen it yet, Sherry. It's a lyric video at the moment, but just the vocals on it are astounding. The new movie graces the cover of the new edition of Disney 23 magazine, just announced this week. An exclusive cover done by our friends at the Walt Disney Animation Studios with all of our favorite characters uniting on this great wraparound cover. And the story is awesome. I may have gotten to read it a few times already. Josh Gad, Kristen Bell, Jennifer Lee, they all talk about the making of the new film and some of the questions that they felt were left over after the first movie, like how did Elsa get her powers? Why doesn't Anna have powers?
Good
so
question.
That's awesome. John Boyega we talked to about Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker and the creative team behind Forky Asks a Question. I can't wait for all of them.
It's so soon.
It is.
So soon. Well, keeping with the theme of the holidays, we're coming back to this because Mandy Moore with the U.S. Marines and Holiday Mickey have kicked off Disney Store's holiday campaign at the Glendale Galleria Disney Store. This is my favorite Disney Store. I think I mentioned that
a
couple of weeks ago. Yes, it is. Well, Disney's going to donate $1 to Toys for Tots for every new unwrapped toy donated at Disney Stores in the U.S., or you can go online through shopdisney.com now through December 15th. So in addition to all of that, you can also support Toys for Tots by purchasing a Mickey Mouse holiday pin. So Disney's going to donate $1 to Toys for Tots for every one of those purchased at a Disney store or shopdisney.com through December 24th.
You know, the ties to Toys for Tots go all the way back to Walt.
Really?
It's really cool. It's a great story. We actually have it on D23.com. You should check it out.
Clicking right
wow.
now.
Wow. Well, for all you Mickey Mouse fans, there's more Mickey news coming. Mickey is going to be at a new location in Epcot next year. Guests can meet Mickey at the entrance of the Imagination Pavilion. This will be part of the Disney and Pixar Short Film Festival, where Mickey's latest short, Get a Horse, will be screening.
Cool.
Yeah. Can't wait to get his autograph.
Yeah.
And a few minutes ago, we were talking about Forky Asks a Question, Disney Plus launching. On the day that Disney Plus launches, James Cameron just announced that the original Avatar movie will be launching on Disney Plus, which is so cool.
Wow.
I watched it a few years ago, right when Pandora was getting ready to open at Walt Disney World Resort in Disney's Animal Kingdom. I forgot how amazing and breathtaking that movie is. All of the ways that Jim Cameron really pushed technology.
Mm-hmm.
So cool for really good storytelling. So it's great that it's going to be on the service when it launches on the 12th as he's filming all of the sequels right now.
Yeah,
absolutely. Speaking of Disney Plus, a new Disney Plus original series was just announced and John Stamos was cast in this one. It's called Big Shot. So he's playing a college basketball coach who gets fired from his job. So he has to take on a teaching and coaching job at an all-girls private high school, which is going to be very interesting. And some of the other casting news, Shiri Avery Appleby. She's been cast as Holly. She's going to play the assistant basketball coach. And our girl, Yvette Nicole Brown, she's been cast as Sherilyn, who is going to play the dean of Westbrook School of Girls.
And speaking of our pal, Yvette Nicole Brown, we are incredibly excited to have a very good friend of mine here today. She is fabulous, wonderful, talented, and sitting 3 feet away from me.
That's why you said all that.
Yvette Nicole Brown, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how far do you guys go back? How are you guys friends?
2 years. 2 years? 3 years?
Yeah, 2.5 years.
But you know, here's the thing. It's not quantity, it's quality. Okay. It's a quality friendship. It's rich.
How do you guys know each other?
We are both a part of a charity called Motion Picture Television Fund, and so that's how we give back, one of the ways that we give back. And so we're on the Next Gen board over there. That's how we met.
Wow, that's great.
And then we have Disney in common because he works here and I love it here.
Speaking of your love of Disney, our listeners can't see, but you're wearing a Mickey shirt right now.
I am.
We know you're a huge Disney fan.
Huge fan. And I didn't just wear this because I was coming here today. Like, I randomly wear Disney shirts all the time. And this is one I got. I was honored to host the D23 Expo, the presentation at the Expo of everything Disney Plus. And so I bought a whole bunch of Disney t-shirts. Like, I want to wear a t-shirt. And then I was judging Masquerade that day. So I wanted to be Disney'd up the whole time. So this is one of the shirts I bought for that.
Amazing. So well, it's very fitting for the occasion.
Thank you.
Do you remember when your Disney love started?
You know, I don't remember a time when I didn't love Disney. I think that's probably true for every decent human being on the planet. You know, my whole life, I just, you know, Disney cartoons and, you know, the Mickey Mouse Club, and it was just always a part of my life. I can't imagine a time when it wasn't.
You voice Luna, one of the Jacquins on Elena of Avalor.
I do.
How did that come about?
You know, it was an audition for, actually, Sophia the First. We had no idea at the time that they were going to create a show called Elena of Avalor, and I played a Jacquin with Princess Elena on an episode of Sophia First, and it was kind of like a backdoor pilot. I auditioned and they wanted us to sing, and I said, well, she doesn't sing in the episode. I don't know why they need me to sing. And then I realized that they knew that Elena would be a musical show, so they wanted to make sure whoever they cast in the Sophia episode would be able to sing ultimately in Elena. So it was like a great blessing. I got a call going, so you're on a Disney cartoon now. I'm like, what? So it was a real blessing.
There is another role, though, that you're very famous for now. Can we talk about Woman in Elevator?
I've named
her Avengers Endgame.
I have named her Phyllis Jenkins. Okay. I just feel like she looks like a Phyllis. That probably will be probably to the day I die, because it's the biggest movie ever.
I could not believe you kept that a secret from me.
I kept it a secret for 2 years. As long as I've known you, I held on to that secret. That was a gift from the Russo brothers. I was on a wonderful show called Community for, I did 5 years. They did 6 years. I did five of them. And they were executive producers. And when they left Community to go on to the Marvel Universe, they kind of would give each member of Community a blessing and let one of us at a time come and do like a little cameo in one of the Marvel films.
Cool.
And it was finally my turn. So I was really excited to play Phyllis Jenkins.
I'm trying to make
I'm trying to make the name happen, guys.
Oh, my gosh. We're Phyllis Jenkins.
Get into IMDb.
Yeah, Phyllis. I need to change
my favorite Avenger.
Yes, thank you. I believe she's somewhere with Peggy Carter, like saving the world back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's possible.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You could turn up on one of those Marvel shows.
Why not? As long as they go back to the 70s, I don't want to wear prosthetics as they age me up to 2019. So I have to stay in Phyllis needs to stay in the 70s with that wig.
What was filming that like?
It was surreal for me. I was also doing an ABC show called The Mayor at the time. And so thankfully, because Marvel and ABC are all under the Disney umbrella, I was able to, you know, work it out. So I just went, like, I think it was a weekend, like a Thursday and a Friday, went down there. And like, it's trial by fire. You walk in and it's like Robert Downey Jr. and, you know, Chris Evans. It's like, hi, I'm going to be in this tiny little box with two of the most famous humans on the planet. And thankfully, two of the nicest humans on the planet. They were very welcoming. And it was a good experience. And then seeing the Russo brothers, I hadn't seen them in a while, was awesome. And we got to shoot in Atlanta. Everything about it was lovely.
Do you have a favorite Avenger? I'm just curious.
That Chris Evans is pretty cute.
He is very cute.
He's actually my Twitter boyfriend. I think we may have gotten married. I don't know when it happened. I might have missed the nuptials, but he's definitely my Twitter boyfriend. One of about five that I have.
We're sounds shipping official. That right
sounds
now.
Official.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you hosted the Disney Plus panel at D23 Expo.
Did.
What was that like?
I've been saying this. It's like the mothership calling me home. I am such a fan of every Disney property, from the Muppets to Star Wars to the Marvel Universe. High School Musical, I love. You know, I'm a little old for High School Musical, but I enjoy it.
Never too old.
Never too old. So, and then all the movies. So it was kind of surreal. Like, I kept pinching myself. I'm a kid from East Cleveland that's loved Disney. To be up on that huge stage, what was it, 7,000 or 8,000 people? And I'm bringing out Kevin Feige, and, you know, it's just ridiculous. It was an amazing experience.
All right. Yeah. D23 Expo every day. Jeffrey, you hear that?
It's a word.
I think there may be a few people who may have a heart attack.
Can you imagine?
tell us a little bit about your role of Aunt Sarah in yes. Lady and the Tramp.
Disney Plus is doing a live action remake of Lady and the Tramp. And I play Aunt Sarah, who's kind of the villain, some would say. I've always thought of her, well, at least when I play her, as the hero of the story, because without her being so horrible, Lady never would have run away and she never would have met the love of her life. So in my mind, Aunt Sarah's the hero, but she's pretty terrible to everyone except the baby.
Which is weird because you're so nice.
I am. And you know what's funny, too? It was tough for me because I love dogs. And, you know, when I went in for the audition, I was very clear that I would be yelling at dogs and being horrible to dogs. And I know I'm a decent actress, but I did not think I was a good enough actress to pull that off. So I'm still shocked that they even cast me, because every time I look at dogs, I turn to goo. I just turn into a little puddle of goo. And I had to yell at Rose, who plays Lady, a lot. I had to be really horrible to her. And so I would always play with her a little bit before we did it. So she knew that, or I hope that she knew that it wasn't real. So, but the experience down in Savannah was just magical.
Yeah. How do they expand the world from the animated version? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, just the fact that it's live action does the trick, really. And it stays in the same time frame. We kept it a secret for a while that it was set back in that time. Okay. So we couldn't share any pictures from set. Like, we're in corsets and we have these big hats with feathers. And there's like beautiful, it's like turn of the century looking movie. So that was different. And then just it's inclusive. You know, there's every race involved, which I think is lovely. And there's no question. No one's asking a question about, why is this person black? Why is this person Latinx? It's just, we're all together. Yeah. And I love that. And I think that's what Mr. Disney envisioned ultimately for all of us. Yeah.
One of my favorite things about Lady and the Tramp is that they used rescue dogs.
They did.
On set. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, what was great about being a part of Lady and the Tramp is that most of the dogs on set were rescue dogs. When we went down to start the film, we were told that. And so a lot of people that were looking for dogs were kind of like, well, can I, you know, let me, what's up with Monty? What's up with, where's Rose?
Is
Rose's dance card filled? So we all just kind of like let Matilda, our wonderful trainer, know. And I always wanted a dog, but I wasn't going down there to get one. And then that dog on Harley, that Mr. Harley, just stole my little heart. Aww. And so I left it. I took one of them dogs with me when I left. Aww. I've had Harley almost a year. In December, it'll be a year. So he's my little buddy.
What role was that dog
playing? It's so funny. He was one of Lady's doubles. Now, allegedly, he's somewhere in the film, but I saw Matilde recently at D23. And I said, what scene was Harley in? And she kind of looked at me like, mm-mm. And I said, what? She said, untrainable. And I now know that it is 100% true. He is untrainable, but he's lovable and wonderful. So he might have walked through a scene somewhere in the back, but as far as him like actually being a thespian on set, not my dog.
We won't tell him. We will not tell
every dog starts somewhere.
Yeah.
He even has his own Instagram account.
He does. Mr. Harley Brown. Spell out Mr.
Cute. I'll have to follow him. Mm-hmm.
So there were so many Disney Plus series and movies that you got to highlight when you were doing the expo.
Still pitching myself.
What are like your top three that you can't wait to see? You know, other than Lady and the Tramp,
well,
of course.
Encore. With Kristen Bell, not just because I just freaking adore Kristen Bell, is one of the nicest and loveliest humans on the planet, but I really like the idea of performers from high school who have grown up getting a second shot at it and to see how it evolves for them. I got to meet all the kids from the new High School Musical, the series on TV. It's like a very long title. But I got to meet all those sweet babies and they're so talented, so I want to support them. And then also The Mandalorian. Anything Star Wars. It really was so hard for me to tamp down my excitement. I remember the first day I met with all the people at Disney Plus about it. They were like, well, just be you. And I said, you don't really want me to. I promise you. Like, my level 3 is like a normal person's level 17 when it comes to Disney. So you might want to let me, you know. So every time I went out, and I don't know if they're ever going to release some of the video, if it's streaming anywhere of that night. Anytime I came out, it was like Christmas morning for me because I got to tell all those people about something else that was amazing. So it was really awesome.
We do have some highlights you can see on D23.com.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see it. Can we see? Oh, and Jeff Goldblum. Hi.
Oh,
the world, the world according to
it's
Jeff
Goldblum. It's hard to narrow it down to three.
Listen, there's so many. It's good stuff, you guys. You better pay that $6.99 and get Disney Plus. Stop playing.
Important for us to note, Lady and the Tramp is there for opening day of Disney Plus.
Yes.
What?
On November 12th.
I believe that we're the premier movie on Disney Plus. No one told me that. That's just what I'm going to say. I believe that we're the one that you should see on the first day. That's what I'm believing.
I agree.
I cannot wait. Yeah. I'm blocking out all of November 12th.
Do it.
Watch it
like 5 times.
putting in a vacation request.
At least five.
I think so.
Well, we always end every episode with our guest telling us your favorite Disney memory. I'm sure this is going to be kind of hard for you, but do you have one you could talk about?
I have so many. Like, Princess and the Frog is very big in my world, but there's another memory that we did not discuss that I'm a part of. I was on Lego Star Wars, The Freemaker Adventures. I played Lieutenant Valeria. So one of my favorite Disney moments is the time that character got to say, "May the Force be with you." I'm the biggest Star Wars nerd on the planet.
That's so cool.
To be a Lego, first of all, and then to be a Lego in a Star Wars show, and then to get to say, "May the Force be with you," I don't know if anything touches that. So it's Princess and the Frog and Lieutenant Valeria.
Wow, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks so much for making time.
Oh, my God. It's my pleasure. This was great, guys.
I cannot wait for Lady and the Tramp.
I can't believe we're this close.
It's so exciting. And how great's Yvette?
She is the best. Well, if you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to like it, share it, subscribe.
All the things.
And feel free to tweet at us using the hashtag D23InsideDisney. Let us know what Disney news you're excited about.
And for more Disney news, don't forget to check out D23.com and tune in next week for another episode of D23
Inside Disney.